CliffCentral.com.
It is time to talk about Beyond Bitcoin with Revix, and we speak to Sean, who's one of the co-founders of Revix. We're going to talk about the Revix Savings Vault today, because Sean, again, not the greatest day to be talking in terms of the price of Bitcoin. We're talking $18,808. Listen, it's been bouncing around between $18,000 and $21,000 for weeks now. It feels like months. When are we going to hit the bottom here and start going up again, Sean? I mean, you know, do I need to call Nostradamus in for the show? Yeah, you're on mute.
You're on mute.
Just unmute. There we go. Let me just see if I can unmute him. You need to unmute your mic. There we go. Yeah, you're on.
Yeah.
Good. Go ahead. Sorry. Nostradamus. Come on. Tell us when we hit the bottom.
I wish I was Nostradamus. Unfortunately, I'm not. You're getting Sean Sanders coming in second best here. But look, I think the positive that we can see in the market right now is at least that crypto is decoupled from the stock market, right? I mean, you've had the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 fall a lot over the last 2 to 3 weeks. The crypto markets remain quite flat. And I suppose the crypto market actually declined a little bit ahead of the traditional markets. So yeah, maybe this is near the bottom. I mean, can this market fall an extra 10 or 15 or 20%? Yeah, of course. But I would say that we are sort of near, somewhere near the bottom.
Well, I want to buy back in, but I'm nervous at this point because we just don't know what's happening. You know, the world is I said to Aki when we started the show this morning, and the three of us were talking before you joined us about how the world is just a mess right now. The oil price is up and down like crazy. Look at the pound. I mean, the pound has been sinking too. It's not looking great at the moment, and people are very, very nervous, Sean. So tell us about this Revix Savings Vault and how that can help people. Because, I mean, I did notice that, like, the U.S. dollar is looking pretty good.
The U.S. dollar is looking really good. So, I mean, you've seen the U.S. dollar hit parity to the euro, which was something we haven't seen in a very long time. I mean, it was close to 30 years that we last saw that, like, sorry, 20 years, but we last saw that. And you've seen now the pound actually start declining quite rapidly as well. You could be hitting parity to the pound. I mean, that's £1 equals to $1.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, again, quite something. We haven't seen that in a very long time either. So you're looking at, when you look in South African terms, it's 18 rand, 13 cents right now to the dollar. I mean, that's hectic, right?
No,
that has
hectic.
A really big impact on everything, right? Whether it is oil imports, you know, anything that you're bringing in from foreign countries. And I think that's the big thing is that, you know, the US dollar, while the US actually makes up a relatively small proportion of global trade, I think it's roughly between 15 to 20%, the US dollar makes up close to 85% of global trade. It is the world's reserve currency, right? And this is why during times of stress and uncertainty, people go to dollars. They go and purchase dollars because, well, you know, the world's going to continue trading and people are going to continue buying things. And that's what you've seen. So you've seen this dollar strength against pretty much every single currency out there. There was a fascinating article released by the Financial Times just yesterday looking at how strong the dollar is relative to all the other currencies. And I mean, you're looking at the British pound being down 25% this year relative to the dollar. I mean, that's meant to be one of the safest currencies that you could possibly get into. Obviously, when there's a lot of dollar strength, you've also seen gold weaken. Sure. So with all of these declines, to anyone that's sitting on the sideline, I mean, take the emotions out of it. These are the opportunities, right? And I'm not saying just look at crypto. I'm saying if you're looking at the stock markets, if you're looking at gold as an asset class, I mean, in uncertain times, gold is meant to be one of the areas you turn to. But this dollar strength has just dominated the story.
Absolutely.
So I guess if you're looking in the world of Revix, option one, you can go ahead and you could say, listen, maybe this is the time to enter the crypto market. So maybe you want to start small, you want to start with just a couple of hundred rand, you can go ahead and do that. And then maybe it is a case just over the next couple of weeks and months, you're adding 100 rand or so every single week or month to your portfolio. And maybe that's a little bit more, and that's just your approach. And that means that as this market declines, you'll get a better price or a better entry price into the market. Alternatively, if you're saying, well, I don't want to be involved with crypto, go ahead and buy digital gold. We've got Pax Gold on the platform. You can go ahead and do exactly the same approach. Maybe this is then the time to get into gold. And then last but not least, if you think that you're not interested in taking any risk with gold either, you can go and buy USDC, which is a dollar-backed stable coin. it's a one-for-one backed dollar stablecoin as well. Mm-hmm. So one USDC coin is equivalent to one US dollar. You can buy that on the Revex platform. And if you put that in our USD savings vault, you'll earn 9.25% a year. Wow. Now, that's higher than any bank's interest rate that's on offer. And I've said this on the show before, we actually lose a little bit of money every single year by offering this product. But the idea is that by offering this product, obviously more people come to Revex when the crypto market does well, when gold does well, and then obviously when the new thematic products that we're launching as well.
Listen, Sean, do me a quick favor. Just go off the feed and come back on. Just reload the page because there's some weird humming sound in the background. It sounds like almost like an accelerating car.
And it's like my brain warming up. It's my brain warming up.
Yeah, we want to ask you a few questions before you go, so I don't want to rush you. Just go off and then come back on, and let's just get you back in here.
Listen, while Sean's doing that, I want to tell you my story of Bitcoin. And a few years ago, I did an event. I'm going back maybe 10, 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy there who is an international speaker, has now become a good friend of mine. And he speaks on crypto, not crypto, but on viruses and malware and that sort of thing. And in his talk, he was talking about Bitcoin. And he had one of the original Bitcoins, you know, it looks like a gold coin, like a Kruger Rand. That's what the original Bitcoins
were. They minted a physical version. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. At that time, they were like, $400 or something. And I was fascinated by this. And I wanted to buy it just have it as a memento. And he says, okay. I said to him, let me buy it from you, Miko. His name is Miko Hipponen. And I said to him, I'll give you $500, $100 over. And he was thinking about it. He almost said yes. And then the next day he says, no, he wants to keep it. And then he had about 12 of those gold Bitcoins. Oh, we're talking about the original Bitcoin, Sean. And this, I nearly bought one $400, $500 from a guy who was, that was the price of them. I mean, look at it today.
No, it's insane.
18,000. Even at 18,000, if you had those 10 years ago, the return on investment is very good.
Well, I mean, this is what Sean is saying. So thanks for just reloading the sound here because it sounds much better. We were just talking about the strength of the dollar, and you were talking about the savings vault of yours and the kind of interest rate that you'll get on that, which is kind of insane because there's no U.S. or local bank that'll give you that on the dollar. And you said it even costs you money, but the reason that you're doing it is?
So that was when I suppose the Rolls-Royce jet engine next door to me came on there. So the reason we really do it is that we have a load of different products that you can buy at Revex, right? We've got some in the crypto space. As I mentioned, we've got a digital equivalent to gold. We are launching a variety of other more traditional products on the platform. And all in all, you'll come to the platform, you'll try out our savings vault, or you'll try out one of our other products. And at some point in time, we'd expect you or like you to try out another product.
Yeah.
The market changes. If you rewind 12 months ago, I mean, you said Bitcoin and everyone was like, where? Like, how do I get involved with this? And, you go through different investment periods. So right now, the USD savings vault is built for these sorts of times. 9.25% is a really high interest rate. And, we've got, a load of money that's put into the vaults on behalf of our customers, and it's earning really good interest. And again, it's about spreading the opportunity, I suppose, saying, hey, listen, this is something worth trying out. So you can head over to our website, or you can download our mobile app now to enter the savings vault. And if you have any questions, of course, reach out. It's always good to do your homework, do your due diligence, and start small. You don't need to go and put a tremendous amount of money into any product. That is not a sales pitch. It is really just good investment advice, and you can always build it up over time.
Well, I've noticed, I just checked out my Revex portfolio, and the only two things that are doing well for me at the moment are Pax Gold and USD. So there we go. Those are the ones that are doing nicely.
It is.
Well, here's something to think about. If you invested $1,000 in Bitcoin 10 years ago, it would be worth roughly $55,000 today.
Wow. Coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Well, actually, the other thing which is really interesting here, and maybe this will be the last thing from my side, if you look at Bitcoin's price now, or any other cryptocurrency's price, it always gets sort of compared to the all-time highs, mm-hmm. or maybe from the start of the year. We always have some sort of an anchor. What's crazy to me, though, having been in the space now for quite some time,
people were talking about it just disappearing as an asset class, right? Never mind having governments actually embrace it or big banks entering the space. I mean, no one's talking about the likes of Goldman Sachs, BlackRock, all of these big players, Fidelity, entering the crypto space over the last 12 months. So you're sitting with an $18,000 whatever dollar Bitcoin, $2,300 odd Ethereum. But I mean, gosh, rewind 5 years and you're seeing a phenomenal return. Rewind 10 years and it's obviously, it looks like a fake return. That's how good the returns have been within the crypto space. So a pullback like this is natural. I think, honestly, we're going to see many ups and downs on the road ahead.
Yeah, it is important also to have perspective. And as you've said every single time you've been on, Sean, diversify, diversify, diversify. You've got to have a little bit of everything. Some of the stuff will go up, some of it will go down. But at least you can hedge your bets in an uncertain economy, and that's why we give options. And it's good to have you on to just keep our heads clear and to show us a bit of context here. But let's hope we have some major push before the end of the year. That would be really nice. It would be great for everybody if you could buy your Christmas presents with your takings. That would be really cool. All right, Sean, nice to see you.
Good, guys. Take
good
care.
Good stuff. Sean Saunders and Revix.com. You can go and find out more by owning a diversified portfolio on the world of the world's top cryptocurrencies. Automatically stays up to date with the ever-changing market. Go to @RevixInvest on social media, or you can go to Revix.com, the smart way to invest in crypto. Cliffcentral.com